following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, my really good friend to my right, and to my semi-good friend, Todd Kunin, to my left.
I'm just present.
He's just and, so-so.
And my non-friend, that's just a dude that just does this because we need him.
Just hang out.
Is Cal that's Hunter, all. Yeah, that's all. The guy behind the glass, and actually a friend for many, many years of Cal, yeah. And a friend, Todd, for years, and Denise, I think Denise and I have known each other longest.
Yeah.
Probably about 20 years, probably. 21 years. Anyway, we're lawyers.
I think it's more than that.
We're lawyers in the community, and we've known each other just, and boy, do Denise and I have some fun talks about, you go to these events, and believe me, it's nothing bad, but it's just, you know, these continuing educations, you know, and they usually hold them in Tahoe or Hawaii or whatever, and it's just interesting, all the lawyers that get together. We get a bunch of lawyers together. There's some funny and fun times.
Well, in our era, we have a lot of characters that are funny, that are fun, and that are interesting, and some that are not. And it just seems like we all kind of meshed really good.
Well, what's good, interesting, is to see him as a lawyer, and then behind the scenes when they take their hat off and let their hair down, it's like, whoa, they look very serious in the court, but there, this is not the way they are. So anyway, it's just kind of fun to be together doing this wonderful show, Radio Law Talk, for over 7 years. Remember, it's the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth. I always say that because if you really think you're going to be informed, you might not just want to listen. But that's okay. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. We may or may not put you on the air, but we had some great callers want to talk about the Constitution and what's going on with the Trump thing. And we probably, after the Supreme Court makes a decision, there's going to be a number of Supreme Court things. We'll probably throw that out there and chat it up. But we're going to talk about something that's really way more important than that, and that's Harvey Weinstein.
How about that, huh?
Wow. We're going to talk about, don't say, Cal.
I just said, how about that?
Oh,
that's all I said.
All righty.
I wasn't going to give it away, but I got the look from Todd.
Ooh, don't give it away.
I was going to say that I think that we're going to see a decision in the,
constitutional immunity.
Yeah, in the immunity case. That's going to surprise us as to who votes how. I really think it's going to be a big split, and it might split down gender lines.
I don't know.
I haven't seen that happen before.
I don't know.
So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting how things work. Because don't forget, everyone's like, well, and again, we are non-political here.
Yeah.
100% non-political.
Yes.
And everyone's like, well, this is not fair to Trump. This is not true. But wait a minute. The decision here will go against a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, a president. Doesn't matter. It's going to apply to all of them. So it's always
going to be in favor of the American citizens.
Right.
What
I'm saying is, remember that, what is it, the nuclear option that the president had to put in Supreme Court justices, and the Democrats used it to put in someone? It's like, be careful what you ask for.
Well, they didn't get rid of it. It's a problem.
Right. And then what
and
happened?
Then the Republicans came.
Well, I don't know. If you're a Republican, that's not a problem. But if you're a Democrat, it is. But my point is, be careful, right, what you ask for. Because if you want it for your political party or you want it for a certain president, it could backfire, and it's going to come around the other way.
Everything's meant to happen, and this is a decision that has never been made before. They've never discussed immunity in this context, and it doesn't matter who is the party involved. It matters the content, because this is an important decision.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah.
That's exactly. That has nothing to do with your Democrat, Republican, or independent. It just depends what happens here.
Yeah.
So, but like you said, Denise, there's both sides. There's arguments you want them to be free to do stuff without consequences, and yet. But the argument is, the big argument. What was interesting, without getting in detail, the interesting argument on the side of Trump's attorney, which I thought was interesting that I didn't know, it's not about guilty or not. It's the process, he said. If you are if he has done something wrong, there is a process in determining whether or not it was under his president powers or while he's not a president. And then that's the process that was skipped, is what their argument is, that they had to go to the process to determine whether it's a something under presidential power or not. And then once they decide that, then it can go to court.
Right, which that means it goes back to the
the district court,
not the appeals.
Right.
And so it is interesting he made that argument, because that may not have necessarily been the best that may not be the best outcome for Trump,
but the thing is, it's going to be
interesting.
It's almost like Roe v. Wade, that we argued that people don't agree with it, but constitutionally, it's a state's issue, right? And that was the argument. It was a procedural issue. It was decided on, not other issues. And that's what I'm saying here with this Trump constitutional issue. They're arguing it was a procedural problem, is one of the main arguments, that it didn't procedurally follow the proper steps. And I didn't think about that. And I'm thinking, wow, I guess that could. And you're right, they could still prosecute him. They just have to go and through the process. Anyway, we're going to talk about Harvey Weinstein, Arizona rancher case, the latest on that. We're going to talk about Gabby Petito's parents and Brian Laundrie's parents, who are suing each other, or there's lawsuits going on. Texas inmates are suing over something very interesting. And luckily, I think you guys might not remember what the answer was to that. And a movie, oh no, this one. Movie theaters are being sued because of something with your soda or beer. But we're going to find out what that's going on. And then finally, I want to get into, and this one's going to take some time. I want you to put your feet up and listen to this one. This is a story of a luxury watch seller that was arrested, and the story is very, very interesting. Without further ado, Cal, let's do a case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Maxwell wanted a 1957 Mercedes convertible in concourse condition, so he found one kind of beat up one in Florida and took it to a restoration shop to get it done. They said it would cost $500,000, and please give us half of the money up front for parts and what have you. Max was excited about all of it until he went back to check on his car, and the work was at best substandard. Welding over rust, trying to hide the fact that the car wasn't even a 1957, it was a 1956. And he said that's not good enough, and so he said, I can't display this at a top-level show. And by the way, thank you for using my money for your expenses instead of fixing my car. And he said, I got to do something about this. I have to go to an attorney and see if I have a case or no case against these people who claimed they were going to give me a 1957 in concourse condition, and they gave me a 56 that is now a bucket of rust. And I think, Denise, you're first on this one.
Yeah. I don't know.
Todd, we can just go take a break and go to the bathroom and come back.
Now, this, by the way, does have a celebrity. This is a celebrity.
Okay.
If you can guess who Maxwell is, you get an extra point.
Oh. What year was this, by the way?
This is very recent.
Recent.
Very recent, okay. Yes.
All right.
So that's about all I got.
All right.
Okay.
Denise, you lucked out. It's Denise.
I get to, like, think over the break.
I think you're just good luck. That's all there is to it. So, all right. Well, when we come back, we're going to figure out who, first of all, who is Maxwell? What the heck is a 1957-56 Mercedes? What is it called?
It's a ragtop, or just a Mercedes, a convertible. Yeah,
convertible. I'm going to look up. I can at least look up and see what they look like.
Look at the car. They're beautiful cars.
Yeah, beautiful cars. Probably Cal's favorite.
Oh,
and then we're
going
to determine whether or not this is a case or no case. We'll be back after this.
Radio Law Talk will continue after we take a quick break here, and we'll have the answer to case or no case. So if you want to play along, you can reach out to us via email or telephone. Let us know what you think, especially if you know who Maxwell is. That's coming up after this.
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're Biz2Credit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need, fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800-559-5523. Call now.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. That's 800-635-7188.
Showtime. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Oh, come on.
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny.
All right, so you got this really nice Mercedes, and this famous person named Maxwell took it to a shop and said, hey, make it. I found this one in
Florida,
and I want you to make this thing pristine again. It's actually apparently a 57 is worth more money, and it's actually a 56. And that's the latest, Denise.
Well, the mechanics or the people that fixed up the car, they had no reason that it was a 56 instead of 57. So he bought it before he took it to the shop. So they're not going to be liable for that. Will they be liable for shoddy work? Sure. If this was a case.
What?
I am saying this is not a case. Now, I'm struggling with who the person is because I do think it's a scenario. But I don't think there's a case, at least yet.
All right, Mr. Penny, what do you think about that?
I'm looking at the 57 Mercedes and why it's such a big difference, but it is a different look than a 56 Mercedes.
Yeah.
The 57 is, I'm going to say, kind of cooler looking or nicer looking.
And, you know, sometimes people who have a ton of dough, that's just what they want. They just like that style. But the 57 is worth much more money.
Well, I'm going to go with Denise. I think this is clearly a scenario. A lawsuit was never filed, and I know exactly who the individual is, but I'm not going to say it because Denise is going to steal it. I want Denise is going to have to.
I have to go first.
Denise has to go first this time, Cal. Otherwise, she steals it from Todd.
That's fine. Yeah. That works for me. Right. All right, Mr. Denise, Kunin, what do you think about this? Case or no case, and go on.
Well, even though the potential plaintiff gave the 57. If they, for some reason, were using parts from a 56, look, if you wanna show this thing, you have to be able to say that these are all original parts or remanufactured with original parts. And if you're putting 56 parts on a 57, even in something very small that might not be necessarily cosmetic, you know it's there. That's going to be an issue, and I think that they could get liability if that's what they were doing.
Even down to the screws used in the car.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had a friend of mine restored Corvettes, and that was a big deal. You know, you'd think a Corvette was pristine, but, oh, well, you didn't use the original paint and blah, blah, blah. And yeah, whatever. So I'm going to say what the heck, since I'm in last place right now. I think this is a case. I think that Max prevails. And I have a guess as to who Max is, but I'm not going to give my guess yet because the last time I gave my guess, as soon as I did, Denise says, okay, I'll go with him too.
So, all right, Fred, you're going to let you go first on who it might be, and then we'll go Fred, Todd, Denise on this.
Oh. No, Denise has to say it.
Denise has to say it.
Because so she's going to, I'm not saying anything.
All right, go ahead,
the fifth.
Yeah, she's already gotten 2 points on that.
Yeah.
Well, I just don't know if it's Jerry Maxwell Seinfeld or if it is J. Maxwell Leno.
Oh, car collector.
Right?
That's a good thought.
And it's they're car collectors. I mean, that's what I know. And I think that I'm going to, which one of them likes their, maybe it's Maxwell J. Leno. I'm going to say that it is Jerry Seinfeld.
Great guess.
Denise,
great.
By the way, that was very intelligent. I was shocked. Not that intelligent. I know you're intelligent, but about cars, you really knew it. It's Jay Leno. I'm saying it's Jay Leno, by the way.
Oh.
And before I forget, I don't want to go off on this. You talked about how you have to, every little screw has to be right. Fred Penny's been through. I had a 69 RS SS Camaro convertible, the Indy 500 pace car. One of the originals. So the original ones are sitting in the collections, are not there, but like each dealer got one or two. And I have one from Mississippi. And I literally, there's an expert that determined before I bought it what exactly was not original. They went down to the, ready for this? It was like, there's 16 things not original on it. Number one, the one was not original was the antenna. Number two, right, this is what just shocked me how good they were. They said the felt around the window, when you roll the window up, the little felt.
Oh, yeah.
Was not the original felt for that era.
Wow.
That's how detailed these guys
are. Wow.
Get. Isn't that crazy? Anyway, go ahead. So I think it's Jay Leno.
That's a cool car.
And for half a million bucks, you want to make sure that stuff was right.
I think it's Jay Leno.
All right, good guess. Todd, whom do you think it might be?
Any car with me, they'd be going, that is not the original salt from the McDonald's French fry he ordered when he first got.
Yeah, that's what your expertise is.
Yeah, my expertise.
When he's rich, when he becomes a billionaire, he's going to be driving a $5 million, you know, Bugatti, and he's going to be having French fries all over the back.
And a breakfast sandwich.
And breakfast sandwich spills.
Okay, so I let me say this. I think Denise is correct that it's Jerry Seinfeld. And,
wow, Denise.
And that was not my original guess, but I'm going to go with my original guess because, out of fairness, I'm not going to piggyback over. I think it's Jerry Seinfeld, but my original guess would have been Mark Wahlberg.
Hmm.
Oh, that's
another
a good
great
guess
too.
So,
well, yeah.
All right, let's hear it. I'm excited.
First off, as far as a civil case, no case was ever filed.
Yes, Denise,
but,
you and I
but a criminal case is currently in the sheriff's office pending file, but it has not been filed, so no case.
Not been filed. Okay.
Secondly, who is Max? Well, this is a great question, and I'm sure one that will irritate all of you.
Wait a minute. Are we almost? I wish we were at the break so we could make people listen.
We're getting close.
Oh,
let's close enough.
Can we drag this out? Go ahead.
He is Max Weinberg, the drummer for the E Street Band for Bruce Springsteen, and he just completely got taken to the cleaners by this car restoration dude. So $500,000 and still doesn't have a 57. And that, friends, is case or no case.
And you know what, Cal?
What?
You're still in the lead by a far, far margin.
That's funny. That's funny. Next hour, another celebrity version, James was an actor who got pulled over, and he's claiming he shouldn't have been. That's next hour on Case or No Case, and that's going to do it for us. We got a little tiny bit of time.
All right, really quick, we're going to take you out. We're going to talk about Harvey Weinstein when we come back, and that was a fun one, Cal. Good job. We like those Case or No Cases.
I know you do.
We'll be back.
Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk is coming right up, and it's all right here. Just stick around, and you'll get it all for nothing. All free. That's how it works.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-294-8702. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-294-8702. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-294-8702. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-294-8702. 800-294-8702.
Every 40 seconds, a kid is reported missing. Find the Children provides educational material that teaches your kids how to recognize and avoid predators. Our recovery programs are very successful in bringing kids back home to their family. You can help protect our kids and bring the missing kids home safe by donating your unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Running or not, we guarantee you will receive the maximum tax deduction. We provide fast free pickup, usually within 24 hours. Over 2,000 kids are reported missing every day. Call now to donate your vehicle. Donate now to bring this kid's home safe.
Call 800-771-4877. 800-771-4877. 800-771-4877.
All right, guys, we need to have you read some lines for our disclaimer promo. But first, can anybody tell me what a disclaimer is? All right, then. Well, Denise, you go ahead.
Non uti consilius me oriere por questus purpurium juris consult.
Latin, that's a nice touch. Thank you, Denise. Next time we'll try it in English, if that's okay. Fred, how about you?
Cal, I don't want to read all this. Can't we just tell the people that we're discussing general legal issues and they should hire their own attorney instead of relying on what we have to say here?
Well, we could, I guess.
Let's have Todd do it.
Me? Read disclaimers? Why, I couldn't. The information you hear on Radio Law Talk is general.
The preceding promo was for entertainment purposes only. And if you want true legal advice, contact your own lawyer. Just a tip from your friends at Radio Law Talk.
Be sure to read our disclaimers on RadioLawTalk.com.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Round up the usual suspects.
Your money's no good here.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
So we're going to talk about Harvey Weinstein. We've been talking about this for years. This is the kind of the first main guy that got taken down by the Me Too movement. And those of you who, I'm not even going to explain the Me Too movement or what the law applies about rape or sexual assault cases. But generally speaking, there was a window where they could have brought a lawsuit. The statute that was waived.
In New York and also in California.
In California, yeah. So, but here's the point. He's been convicted in Los Angeles already. Now, this is the New York case, and I'll let Denise and Todd talk about this because they're the, especially Todd, he's a former prosecutor for the DA's office and public defender. But the issue is the New York highest Supreme Court just overturned his conviction, and I know Todd has brought this up before. As a prosecutor, you've got to be very careful not to be too zealous. And sometimes some of them think the win's more important than justice. Not saying that justice wasn't given here, but the issue is going to be this. The issue is going to be, I call it piling on. You get so many witnesses coming in and saying, yeah, he sexually abused me, and it becomes so cumulative that that becomes an issue. Is that right, Todd, that you brought up in the past?
You know, can I say something real quickly? Todd called this.
Yeah,
when
I know.
When the New York case came down, Todd actually literally called what would be the issue on appeal and what would happen. I just have to say that because he was ingenious in that regard.
Yeah. Cal, did you record that?
I hope we get that first.
Oh, Cal, do you want to?
Yeah. Cal was selectively not.
No, but
I think your mic's not on.
Your mic's not on.
My fault. Yeah, my fault. Sorry, I had to go wipe off my glasses, and I forgot to turn Todd's mic back on.
Oh,
apologize.
The old glasses excuse.
Please forgive me. My bad.
Easily overlooked.
He's getting there a Dr. Pepper, you know, like.
Back to Utah.
You know, popcorn.
And macadamia nuts. Let's not forget the macadamia.
Oh, you got some macadamia
nuts. I did not get any. No.
Oh, okay.
I just wiped off my glasses.
Go ahead, Todd. I'm just teasing.
So let me give you an example of what we're talking about here. Let's say somebody is charged with a DUI and it goes to trial. And let's say the person has two prior driving under the influence convictions. The prosecution, to the jury that's going to determine whether or not this individual is guilty of a DUI this time, cannot introduce evidence of two prior DUIs to say, you know what, if he did it then, he probably did it now. You can't do that. Now, there may be a time after, if he's convicted of the DUI, where you can talk about priors for purposes of enhanced sentencing, but on whether or not the person is guilty of a DUI, you can't bring in other DUI convictions to say if he did it then, he probably did it now. That's conduct to show conformity type evidence. And that's true for most cases, with the exception in some states, California being one of them and New York being one of them, when it comes to sexual assault cases. In those type cases, you can bring in allegations that are not part of the charged offense. He's charged with, what, three different assault against three different victims, right? But they had, in that case, evidence that he had done this to like five other people beyond the three that were the victims in the complaint. And in a sex assault case, you can introduce the evidence of the non-charged offenses against these five people that weren't victims in the named complaint in an effort to show planning, modus operandi, you know, this is the manner in which he went about.
Like a pattern.
Yes, pattern, practice, things like that. You can introduce evidence like that in a sex case. With some exceptions, there's always this balancing act that the judge has to do to say, well, at what point in time do we fear that the jurors are going to be so upset about these allegations that aren't part of the charged offenses here that are being brought in to show pattern and practice? At what point do we run the risk of the jurors being so upset about that they convict on the charged offenses, even though the evidence on those offenses might be slight? And that's a balancing act that the court has to do. And in my opinion, the court allowed too much other prior act evidence in to support the charge. And we knew this was going to go up on appeal. And it did. It went to the appellate panel. Then it went to the highest court in the state of New York. And this last week, they overturned the conviction, saying that the trial judge let in too much of this other evidence. It was prejudicial.
There you go.
Now it was 3-2. It was a 3-2 split in the Supreme Court. But that conviction now gets overturned, which means Weinstein gets a new trial. You start over, which means all of those victims, if they choose to retry them, and they probably will, all of those people that testified who were the actual victims of the charged offenses, except for the ones that was acquitted, they're going to have to come and go through a trial again. And
he's already been convicted in L.A. for, what, 26 years?
That's right.
And he's not going to – he's in bad health as it is. You know, it's like sometimes you wonder, I know it's for the victims, but is this overkill, right?
So he was let out of the New York jail.
Right, and goes to
LA.
And
now he's on his way to California to serve time there, correct?
Right. That's exactly right. That's what he's doing.
And if they want to retry him in New York, they'll have to apply to have him transferred back to sit for the trial there. He'll still be in custody in New York. They'll house him for that trial, but that's what they got to do. Look, we saw something similar happen in the Bill Cosby case. His conviction that was overturned, I think, in Pennsylvania, in part because of the number of other evidence that the judge allowed in during his trial. It was prejudicial.
That's the one that had a conflict, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
We believe that. They didn't overturn it on the conflict issue, but we believe there was a conflict.
That's right.
I thought they overturned it also because the district attorney had told him we were not going to.
Right.
Okay, yeah, so we're not going to, you know, you deal with this civilly and we won't charge you criminally. And the thought is that you should be able to rely on the district attorney policy, right?
Even if a new one comes in, it's the old district attorney,
Now, the big difference between Cosby and Weinstein is that Weinstein's conviction was overturned, but the prosecution, if they choose to do so, can retry him. in Cosby's case in Pennsylvania, it was overturned with prejudice, meaning they can't try him again in Pennsylvania on those charges. So that is, and you know, Bill Cosby was serving time for that conviction at the time that that.
And he's now, yeah. Civilly's being sued.
That's right.
Poor guy's like, not poor guy, it was some Me Too movement saying, oh, Fred, that's not more. But the guy's just in his old age, man. It's just nonstop.
By the way, I saw a picture. Do you know who Ahmad Rashad is?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Former receiver for the Minnesota Vikings.
And was a
married
huge,
to Felicity.
Well, and is a big commentator, too.
That's right. Huge commentator. And he married Felicia Rashad, who played Bill Cosby's wife in the Cosby Show, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I saw a picture the other day of the groomsman at his wedding standing to his left and to his right. To his left, Bill Cosby. To his right, O.J. Simpson.
Oh, my gosh.
It was like, Ahmad Rashad. Boy, that...
Oh, wow.
That picture didn't age well.
Oh, that's
you know what's
crazy.
Funny is I saw the same thing, but it was with the older narrator, the older sports commentator. What's his name? Jerry? No. He's
Cazell,
like
Cazell.
Cazell. Howard Cazell.
Howard Cazell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same
you saw
thing.
A marriage photo of Matt.
No, it wasn't marriage.
No, not marriage. But I saw in the middle. He's in the middle, and on one side is Cosby, and on the other side was O.J. Simpson. OJ.
Wow. Wow. Yep. That's what happened to Weinstein. So look, they're going to have to go back at it again.
We might have to talk about the OJ thing sometime. That debacle that happened, because they're talking about. Don't forget, there's a lot of evidence in the OJ. We can maybe talk about this later. Trial that was never came forth. That they said that they now you can now see what they held back that wasn't allowed admitted were some interesting stuff.
You know, and O.J. Simpson passed away recently, and
that's
they just announced this last week his cause of death, and it was prostate cancer, was what led to his death. And prostate cancer has released a statement saying it wasn't me, but I will not rest until I find the actual killer. So
that's smart. That's a good one.
Oh, brother!
I'm sorry, I'm not even going to bring up the snare drum for that.
No, I wouldn't bring up anything for that one. That one was bad. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Arizona Ranch for the latest. And let me say it again. Denise, Todd, and Fred nailed it again.
Yep.
We'll be back.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk on many great radio stations across the fruited plain, as they used to say, coast to coast and border to border. And we thank every one of them that carries the show. And, of course, we want to remind you we'll have more Radio Law Talk coming right up after we take a quick break. And if your station decides not to carry the whole show, go to RadioLawTalk.com. It streams there live. And all of our shows are there in the form of a podcast, so you can download and listen at your convenience. That's RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Man, I know this place right down the road. Quick, quack, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quack, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now at 800-580-7703, 800-580-7703, 800-580-7703.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. That's 800-635-7188.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
I recognize that in people every time now.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. Info at radiolawtalk.com.
All right. Let's see. If I'm saying anything wrong, go ahead and pop in and correct me. You don't have to wait. But in Arizona, there's an individual, a rancher by the name of George Allen Kelly, been married for over 50 years, same wife, had this ranch for many, many years, 170 acres approximately. I might be off by a few acres, but, and it is right on the border of Mexico. And there's been many a times that there's been people coming across the border come through his ranch. And his wife testified that it's kind of a standard, you know, procedure is if they get too close to the house, he shoots in the air to scare him off. So what happens is, apparently, it is a typical day in the ranch. They're in their house, and they see, the wife testifies, they see two drug smugglers with guns running across their property, but closer to the house. So he goes out there and shoots in the air three times, two or three, four times, to scare him off. They run away, and they called ICE, or the Border Patrol. And Border Patrol comes, and they have this standard, you know, situation. They come and look, can't find anyone, don't find anyone around the area. They do a search around the house, property, nothing there. Well, sure enough, he goes down. That is Mr. Allen, George Allen Kelly, goes down to the barn, and he sees a Hispanic individual, male, leaned up, kind of laying by the barn, leaned up against the barn, laying by the barn, dead, and with gunshot hole in him. Now, they never found the bullet, but the sheriff and the county charges this, you know, pillar of society, George Allen Kelly, this rancher, with second-degree murder, and also, what's the other?
Two counts of aggravated assault.
Aggravated assault and second-degree murder, right?
Yes.
So the trial goes. Here's some interesting facts. First fact, the Border Patrol shows up immediately after it happens and searches, and there's no one there. There's no Hispanic individual that is dead laying around. Second thing is where he found him was pretty far away. If he had actually shot him and the guy died, this guy coming across the border where he was, there would be blood trail going from where he was shot to all the way, which is far away where he ended up. There are issues, and then they brought in an individual that testified that was with him at the time, was one of the individuals who agreed that they were drug smugglers, but I'm putting this in air quotes. This time we were not smuggling drugs, the time that they went across. And then it just happens to be that, oh yeah, we're being shot at. Another interesting thing is the sheriff and the investigators went across Mexico to interview this guy without body cams, without tape recorders, and without doing basically the legal way or whatever, and interviewed this guy in Mexico. He comes back to be their star witness. And there's a number of conflicts that this guy basically came across. The argument is, you know, for defense is, hey, it could have been a drug deal gone wrong. It could have been the cartels or someone that could have offed this guy. But beyond a reasonable doubt, there's no proof here that this rancher shot him. Okay, what am I missing?
You're not missing a whole lot. Let's see, the expert, the forensics expert, said that in addition to not being able to find the bullet, the wound to the deceased is something that could have been caused by a larger caliber handgun, as right. opposed to Kelly had an AK-47 that he shot, so it could have been he couldn't distinguish between those two, and what's more is Kelly was kind of close to where the guy was, but they didn't find any evidence of DNA transfer from Kelly to the guy, which. If the argument was that Kelly picked him up and moved him somewhere, you would have found that Kelly's DNA somewhere on the guy, and it wasn't there.
Well, he would drug it. Yeah.
And so there would have been some sort of DNA transfer. That wasn't present. And so, you had these things. Towards the end, the prosecution, or the defense, employed the unusual tactic of actually calling the sitting sheriff to the stand to testify, which was odd, given that usually the defense doesn't call law enforcement as their witnesses, but they did it for a good reason to impeach him. And I think they made hay out of it. And they did really good. It got to that whole idea that you were talking about, Fred, about how they went south of the border without notifying the State Department or getting permission from the federales or anything to interview this witness. And so
didn't record it.
They didn't tape record it, which was odd. And it was just
hey, buddy, let me come talk to you.
Yeah. So they argued it to the jury, and the jury ended up having it for, what is it, I think 12
short
or 15
time,
hours.
Short,
it was a couple of
short.
It was over the course of 2 days, they had it. And last week, they told the judge, we can't reach a verdict.
And what's important, there was 12.
Can I ask a
go
question?
Go ahead, sure.
Did the forensic testify as to where the guy was shot and if it could have come from the, you know, from above him and gone down?
Well, they testify where it was shot. It was through the chest and I think punctured a lung, and death was pretty quick, but they didn't give angle of entry as far as whether it was up above or below or
boy, what the prosecutor
happened.
Didn't really try, did they?
Well, yeah, and the forensic examiner might not have been able to give that sort of evidence.
But here's the issue. They had, right after this incident happened, Border Patrol come and do an investigation, look all around.
Yeah.
And the guy wasn't there at that time. Dead.
He was found in a location you'd think that they would have found him
they searched. Right by the barn. Right in the barn. Yeah, by the barn. Yeah. Maybe later he was put there or something happened later.
And the guy who was the witness said, look, my friend was shot and he dropped right there. So he was trying to say that he was shot, he dropped, and so where you found him was where he was shot. Well, then why didn't Border Patrol find him?
Right. Wasn't there an interesting thing, too, later on that day, the wife said she heard another shot just in the distance? She testified to that also.
Yeah.
I thought. Well, anyway, the verdict came back. They can't find a verdict, but they polled the jury. There's 12 jurors. Denise, what was the number? How many said guilty and how many said
one
not
guilty? 11 for acquittal.
That's right.
Not guilty. That's pretty telling, you know, that 11 of the 12 said not guilty. But we nailed it. Denise, Todd, and I said, this guy's not guilty. Let me back up. There's not enough proof to show he's guilty.
Yeah, we all called said mistrial.
So procedurally, because it's a mistrial, the state could choose to retry the case because it didn't end in a verdict either exonerating of guilty or not guilty. It was a mistrial. And the matter is set for Monday before the same judge for the state to indicate to the judge what they intend to do. And on 11-1 for not guilty, I would be very, very, very surprised if they opted to retry this case. However, the last time I said that, it was Danny Masterson
that
had an overwhelming number of folks that said for not guilty. But their issue was they were confused by some things that the prosecution had put in and the way it was charged. Prosecution cleaned it up, did another trial, and he's sitting in prison and will for probably the rest of his life. And so it really depends on what the jury said was their impression of the evidence. If it was, look, we just don't think he did it, I'd be surprised if they retried it. If it was some technical issue about the way the case was presented, might be something different, but we'll know by next week.
And they better. I think even politically, they need to walk away from that one.
I agree.
The guy's been married 50-some, just some older guy. Clean record, you know, just no issues before. I don't know. We come back. We're going to talk about another case or no case, Hour 3, and Gabby Patino and Brian Laundrie's families. The latest on their lawsuits, and we got much more after that.
Radio Law Talk continues at 6 minutes after the next hour. If your local station doesn't carry it, flip on over to RadioLawTalk.com and click the Listen Live button, and you'll get the whole show at no charge. And we thank you for listening. No matter where you're listening, on the radio or online, we're grateful for every one of you. We appreciate it. We'll be back.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.